Hey, what's up, everyone? Chef Tony Marchanti in downtown Bethesda, Maryland, 30-year veteran of the restaurant trade. Launching a little podcast here on the Anchor FM network. I'm pretty stoked about the app. Just want to let you know, this is a podcast about restaurant ownership, marketing lessons, operation lessons, and I'm going to use Anchor to make it easy for me because I run a restaurant, so at least some of these will be done from shooting from the hip. As I'm closing my restaurant, opening my restaurant, thinking about things to add in, I want the episodes to be pretty short, but bring you value. So thanks for listening. Let's get into the show. Hey guys, what's up? Chef T here. I'm in my office recording you live from Office Central in my restaurant. Just had a busy week, which is amazing. But wanted to talk to you real quick about, because we just completed an event yesterday. You're going to hear a little paperwork rustling in the background. I hope that's okay. We're going to call it ambient noise, because I'm literally in my office doing paperwork, but it won't be much. As I crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. We're going to talk about taste events, which, if you don't know what a taste, kind of what I'm calling a taste event, it's a taste of. So whatever city you live in, like Austin or Bethesda or Arlington or D.C., there's usually some kind of taste event. And if not a taste event, you'll have an event that's similar, you know, all kinds of different events that you get invited to participate in, whether it's a taste event or just a local, you know, whatever. And I want to touch on some of the benefits of doing them, right? Because some restaurants, in my opinion, make a bad decision not to show up. And in our business, there's always a lot more stuff to do than we have time for, quite frankly. But, you know, so it might lead us to kind of imagine that it's not worth the time invested, right? But if you're in a position where you can, if you can add yourself a little bit of budget to do an event of any sort, including a taste or including a, maybe like a giveaway happy hour thing, right? Where you go to a hotel, you go to a, some kind of place and you give away some drinks and some food, whatever, you know, it really determines or shows your mindset when you agree or disagree to do these things, in my humble opinion. Now, given the fact that you're new and you're startup and you don't have the money, I get it. If you can't give away stuff, you can't. And I'm not here to poo-poo anybody. But if you're able to do a little bit of a giveaway, I really want to encourage you to do that because, like my buddy Steve said so wisely some years ago, he said, whenever you're invited to something, you should go. And that's usually a pretty simple and easy rule and a very true rule in my opinion, because I definitely have gotten invited to things at times, meaning literally like at times in my day where I didn't want to go. Like I have a certain circle of friends that are early risers and kind of traditional business people, 9-to-5 jobs and, you know, that kind of thing. So for them to get up a little bit early and go into like an early morning cocktail meeting, not cocktail, but like a, you know, a thing where you go and you network and you do your thing. Many times for them, it's, I get up an hour or two earlier, right? But for me, coming around the backside of doing, you know, closing a restaurant at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and then getting up at, you know, sometimes 6 to get to some place, some hotel in, you know, a little bit of a distance away and get parked and sometimes have to put on a suit or something that's not really me, you know, I started to say, is it really worth it? That kind of thing. But in all honesty, usually it is worth it because you run into somebody or, you know, connect with the right person and you get a different perspective. You do some business, you get some, you know, a good connection, you make a friend, that kind of thing. So the same thing that goes for these kind of taste of events or giveaway type promotional things. Now, you can't do them all. I get hit up a lot by either donations or can you come and, you know, like either donate like a gift card or come to this place and give a certain amount of food. And I definitely don't do them all. But I do a lot and I definitely invest in those certain kind of events that I think are going to be beneficial for us in terms of our reputation or, you know, making friends. So yesterday we did a Taste of Bethesda. Now we've done it many, many years. I've done it probably 9 years for my restaurant here, and I did it for the restaurant I ran before for at least 6 years. And so basically what you do is you You agree with the city to be a part of it. You pay a fee for your booth. You bring your food, your taste of whatever menu item you want to serve, and you got to tell them ahead of time. And you basically cash them in for tickets. So people buy tickets from the organizer. For our event, it's 4 tickets for $5. So each ticket is worth, on face value, $1.25. Now the restaurants turn them back into the Taste of Bethesda organizers for 75 cents. So therein lies the vig, right? The organizer's making 50 cents a ticket. They've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 people come through, so they make a nice little chunk of change. Now, there are expenses, but you rent your booth for $500. So that's probably covering the cost of a tent rental, and it's a pretty small booth. So usually they do, it could be a single, could be a double, whatever. But anyways, at the end of the day, you see a lot of people come by and try your stuff. If you're a new restaurant, it really makes a lot of sense to go try to do this, because even if, as long as you can break even or close to it, it's an extremely helpful marketing day. I actually invested in a pop-up sign, like a nice vinyl banner that retracts, and we had that looking really good at our booth with my wife and I. Designed it the other day and got a print at Kinko's. I invested in a few staff members. I invested in my grandkids coming and paid them some money to come and help out. And my wife was there and I was there and we were hustling all day. It was a very long day. I want to thank anyone who's listening for all their help, if they're listening from my perspective. But overall, we saw a lot of people. We sold about 85 pounds of scallops, which is a lot of orders. I won't bore you with the numbers, but we saw a lot of people. We also sold tiramisu. I've got to count the tickets and turn them into Taste of Bethesda, or to what we call here the Bethesda Urban Partnership. But overall, really great event, and we touched a lot of stomachs and made a lot of friends and met people that didn't know about us. And I've had people tell me in years past that they've been coming to the restaurant for years and they found us at a Taste of Bethesda event many years ago. So it really does work, and I want to encourage you as a restaurant owner or chef or manager, whoever you are, to do this kind of thing, right? To get involved. Do something to get your name out there and just be positive about it. If you can't do it, if you can only do it once or twice a year, then make those your events where you go and you shine and put your best foot forward. Now, make sure that you bring some marketing materials, business cards, flyers, posters, create something cool that you can bring along and give away for kind of a bounce back, what they call a bounce back thing. So, say, hey, we're giving away 2-for-1 lunches, or we're giving away a $50 gift card, or we're giving away whatever, or a latte, or a dinner for two, or whatever it is. Maybe you do a drawing, maybe you collect email addresses. That would be something I should be doing. But people are usually in kind of a festival kind of mood, so collecting it on an app would probably be smart, because people are kind of on the move. But it's just a good marketing day, so figure out your angle, take a shot at it, look at it after, and ascertain how it went, how many people you got in touch with, that kind of thing. But I just want to encourage you today to do that. Thanks for listening. RestaurantOwnerLessons.com, the podcast. We'll talk to you in the next episode. Hey, guys. Sorry, just a quick outro. If you don't know who I am, go to the intro episode. It should tell you a little bit more. But also, you can check out my restaurant at ChefTonysBethesda.com. You find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/ChefTony. I'm on Twitter, on Snapchat, and on Instagram. Instagram at Instagram.com/ChefTony or /ChefTonysBethesda. But I just want to make sure and not just assume that everybody knows who I am, because that's certainly not the case. But I do have 30 years in the business, and I want to share more and more what I do and what I've done and what I've learned through trial and error. So thanks for listening, guys. See you on the next one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.